If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com and your favorite podcast platform. Well, we're discussing this week different aspects of liturgy and other parts of our faith that lead us to a deeper experience of our relationship with God. And one of the things I talked about yesterday were the two extremes. There's the one extreme that turns our experience as Catholics into something that belongs in kindergarten, and there's another part of it that would make our experience as Catholics nothing that anyone would want to go to because everyone's a curmudgeon. You know, oh, look at this and this and that, and you know, so you don't want either experience at Mass. I mean, you've got one group that may be really focused, and I'm going to give you a great example of this, really focused on trying to do everything just right because they're afraid of going into hell. And there was a line on Twitter, you know, every so often you'll see this whole concept is that most people are going to hell. The church has a teaching about that, which I can talk about. We were discussing it at our meeting. We have a meeting right now we're calling it the Dorothy Day Faith Discussion, and it's on Tuesday nights at 6:30 at St. Anthony Parish here at 43 Holton Street in Alston. You're welcome to come to it. The pilot has come in and done an article on it. I don't know if it's been published yet. It hasn't as I'm doing this program, but they've done an article on it, so definitely check that out. So in any case, you've got this reality of this discussion. And the other night we were discussing who goes to hell. That was one of the questions. And mortal sin and venial sin and everything else. And it just happened to come up. We discuss all kinds of things across the board. And that was one of the things that came up. Well, one of the things that I had read earlier in the day, although this wasn't part of our discussion, was this priest and also this guy supporting him saying that 90% of people are going to hell. Well, if we're sitting in this situation where we're going to church and we're saying, isn't it too bad that everyone else is going to hell, but we're not because we're going to church the way we're supposed to and everything else, we're missing the point. Do I believe in hell? Yes, I do. Do I believe that people go there? Yes, I do. Do I believe it is our role to make sure that people don't go there? Yes, I do, because it is God's will that all are saved. But when you have these curmudgeons who are sitting there like the only thing they're happy about is people go to hell, that's a problem. And that does not belong at the liturgy. And it's kind of interesting. One of the reasons why I guess you could say, and this may have led to the discussion, this past Sunday, we heard the reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of John. And if you've ever read that, by the way, the devil hates it, I've heard from exorcists. And it's this very wonderful passage of how great this reality that God has called us to has happened through Jesus coming here and through Jesus giving his life, dying, resurrection, and ascension, sending into heaven. All of this comes together and we recognize this, and we recognize this power of the gospel, and we recognize all of this and how wonderful this is, this powerful reality. And that's what the gospel was. And there's a gospel on Christmas that is very, that actually is the same passage, just a different part of it. And we look at that, and then we listen to some guy saying, well, you know, 90% of people going to hell, and almost happy about it. And you go, how did we get here? How did we go from this really exciting message of this is who Jesus is and in teaching people about the power of Christ to, well, you know, 90% of people are going to hell? How did we get here? And that's a real interesting question to ask. And so part of our liturgy is not to sit there and be happy that we're not part of the 90%. And that's just what this guy said. I'm not saying that is accurate. But at the same time, our role is to be filled with the Spirit, to be filled with our joy in knowing Christ so that we can lead people to come to know Christ just by the way we live our lives. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL. We'll be right back right after this. You know, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, first of all, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock Mass every single Sunday. But if you were in the market, so to speak, for a church to call home, if you're looking for a church that I want to call this church home, I'm looking for one of those parishes, and you weren't sure about whether or not St. Anthony's is that parish, I'm going to tell you what to do. Come to Mass and our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. You have a standing invitation to that every single week. And here's what I want you to do. You might say, well, I'm not ready to contribute yet. Oh, you know, I'm not there yet. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to write down the word radio on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston. It doesn't go for anywhere else. So if you do it in any other parish or church, they're going to go, what is this? What's this all about? But here at St. Anthony, do that so that we know you're coming to experience the church. You can say hello to us, obviously, if you'd like. But if you don't currently call a parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. So come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. So anyway, we're talking about this reality of our liturgy. And our liturgy is called to build us up in our relationship with God because we have this encounter with God at our liturgy, and then to live that throughout the week. The word Mass comes from the Latin missam, which means to be sent. So you bring that experience of the Mass out into the world. That's what we're called to do. And you experience that Mass where we encounter Christ present in the Eucharist. And I talked yesterday about the two extremes, and one extreme is the curmudgeon, and the other extreme is the turning the Mass into a children's, into like a kindergarten. Both extremes should be avoided. But we have this middle ground that is where we're called to be, which is to recognize the seriousness of the Mass, the solemnity of the Mass, but that the presence of, that one of the signs of the presence of the Holy Spirit is joy. So we should not be curmudgeons at Mass looking at all these people saying, oh, they shouldn't be receiving communion. That's to be addressed in a different place, even if one of those people happens to be the current president of the United States. And you don't act like that. Usually at funerals and weddings, I give a little instruction on receiving communion. And I give that so that people have an understanding whether or not they should receive. But if you're going to sit there as the curmudgeon and turn around and point to everyone else or think about everyone else, which granted, people don't necessarily do that, but they do then come on internet forums and write all this stuff out. Then you're missing the point. You really are missing the point if you're just this person who's, you know, always criticizing other people. And that will undermine the ability of the Holy Spirit to work in the lives of those people and others. It's really important. I mentioned yesterday also then the kindergarten. That drives me nuts. When we make the Mass for children, there's a great line I keep in mind. Nothing wrong with a children's mass as long as it's within the context, but a better idea is a family mass. There's an old line that, which you may have heard in one of my homilies earlier. If you try to reach the adults by preaching to the children, you will reach neither. So, for example, one of the things I have done at a family mass is I write stories, and I'll do a story, and that actually draws in the adults and the children at the same time. They're sitting with their family. I don't necessarily bring them. I have done it in the past, but I don't necessarily bring children up to sit around the altar or anything. Just sitting with their family, and it's fascinating because there's different things you can say in the story that will touch the adults and that will touch the children. Either way, these powerful images that they may get just from listening to the story, and that's so important. And so we understand that, but you don't turn the mass into a kindergarten. It doesn't belong there. I was at a parish. I talked to a liturgist, what he thought about this, and he was like, oh, no. I was at a mass, and you might have seen this, I don't know, not here in the archdiocese, but maybe you've seen it, where for adults they give communion, for children they give animal crackers at communion time. And he was like, oh, no, absolutely not. This was a parish in Long Beach, California, where I was, and I just asked him what he thought of that, and he went, oh, absolutely not. Anyway, we're going to talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, WROL, and on your favorite podcast platforms from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.